The next word is machine. English. The machine is broken. Punjabi. Machine kharab hai. Breakdown. Machine. Machine. This is the word for machine. It is a noun. Rab. Kharab. This is the word for broken or bad. It is an adjective. Hair. High. This is the verb to be in the present tense, singular. Quotes, Hindi Gandhi, quotes. Period. This is the punctuation mark for a period, or a full stop. The sentence is structured as noun plus adjective plus verb. The verb, to be, agrees in number with the noun, machine, as the machine is singular, so it is high rather than han. This is a simple, straightforward sentence. Note, it is very helpful to practice the pronunciation of these words. You can use a resource like for though to hear the correct pronunciation. The next word is item. English. The item is on the table. Punjabi. Seize Majs. Tihai. Breakdown. Seize. Colon. This is the Punjabi word for item. Majs. Colon. This is the Punjabi word for table. T. Colon. This is the Punjabi word for on or upon. It is a postposition that attaches to the preceding noun, in this case, Majs. Table. High. Colon. This is the Punjabi word for is or is present. This is the verb in the sentence. Important points. Punjabi word order is often subject-object-verb, SOV, which is different from English, subject-verb-object. In this sentence, we see the SOV word order with seize item as the subject, Majs table as the object, and high is as the verb, the postposition. T. On follows the noun, Majs table, and indicates the location of the item. Remember, T is an important postposition to learn. It indicates location, and is used after the noun it modifies. The next word is prove. English. He proved that he was right. Punjabi. Usne sabut kita ki uh sahi si. Breakdown. Usne. This is a combination of two words. Uh. He slash she, and ne. The postposition for the subject in the sentence. Sabut. This means, to prove. It's the past tense form. Kita. This is the past tense of the verb, to do, in Punjabi. In this sentence, it acts as a helping verb, akin to, did, in English. Ki. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause, like, that, in English. Uh. This is a pronoun that refers to the person who was proven to be right. Sahi. This means, correct, or, right. Si. This is the past tense of the verb, to be, in Punjabi. This sentence is in the past tense, and shows how the action of proving happened in the past. Notice the use of the postposition. Ne. To mark the subject. Usne. As performing the action. This is a key feature of Punjabi grammar. English. He proved that he was right. Punjabi. Usne sabut kita ki uh sahi si. The next word is into. English. He went into the house. Punjabi. Ukari. Kare. Varya. Vadiya. breakdown. Ghare means into the house or inside the house. It is a postposition, meaning it comes after the noun it modifies. It's formed by combining the word for house, ga, with the postposition ve, which means in or into. Vadiya means went or entered. It is the past tense of the verb vadiyan, which means to go or to enter. Key concepts: postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions instead of prepositions like into in English. Word order. The word order in Punjabi is subject-object-verb. English: he went into the house. Punjabi: ukhari, kare, varya, vadiya. The next word is sent. English: he paid 100 rupees for that book. Punjabi: usne us kitab layi 100 rupaye ditte. Breakdown. Usne. This is the third person singular masculine subject pronoun, meaning he. Us. This is the third person singular masculine object pronoun, meaning that. Kitab. This is the noun, book. Lai. This is the postposition for. Ik. This is the number, 1. So. This is the number, 100. Rupee. This is the noun, rupees. Ditti. This is the past tense of the verb, to give. Key concept. In Punjabi, the postposition lai is used to indicate the purpose or reason for something. Translation: he paid 100 rupees for that book. The next word is season. English: the seasons change throughout the year. Punjabi: Sal which mausam badal de rahendi. Breakdown. Sal means year and is in the nominative case, meaning it is the subject of the verb. Which means in, and it is a postposition meaning it comes after the noun it modifies. In this case it is modifying. Sal mausam means season and is the object of the verb. It is in the nominative case, since it is the thing that is changing. Badaldi is the present continuous tense of the verb to change. Rahend means remain or continue. In this case it indicates that the changing of the seasons is an ongoing process. Ni is the plural marker, indicating that the seasons are plural. The sentence: Sal which mausam badal de rahend ni means the seasons change throughout the year. The next word is floor. English: the floor is dirty. Punjabi: rush ganda hai. Breakdown. Rush. This is the Punjabi word for floor. It is a masculine noun. Ganda. This is the Punjabi word for dirty. It is an adjective. Hair. This is the Punjabi word for is. It is a verb that agrees with the masculine noun. Rush. Key concept. In Punjabi, the verb to be changes based on the gender of the noun it is describing. English: the floor is dirty. Punjabi: rush ganda hai. The next word is stuff. English: the box is full of stuff. Punjabi: dabba saman nal bhariya hoya hai. Breakdown. Dabba. Dabba, this means box in Punjabi. Saman. Saman, this word means stuff in Punjabi. It is a general term for items, goods, or belongings. Lal. Now, this means, with, in Punjabi. It is used to connect the box, and the stuff. Pariya hoya hai. Pariya hoya hai, this means, is full. Hai. Hai, this is the present tense of the verb, to be, in Punjabi. Key concept. The word. Saman. Is a useful word to know, because it can be used to refer to many different things. The next word is wide. English. The river is very wide. Punjabi. Nabahat chori hai. Breakdown. La. River. This is a noun in the nominative case. Bahat. Very. This is an adverb modifying the adjective chori. Chori. Wide. This is an adjective modifying la. Hi. Is. This is a copular, linking verb, connecting the subject and the adjective. Key concepts. Nominative case. The subject of the sentence, na, is in the nominative case. Adverb. The word bahat is an adverb that modifies the adjective chori. Copular. The verb hi is a copular, which links the subject to the adjective. English. The river is very wide. Punjabi. Na bahat chori hai. The next word is anyone. English. Anyone can learn Punjabi. Punjabi. Koi vi Punjabi sikh sakda hai. Breakdown. Koi vi. This is the subject of the sentence. It means, anyone, and it is the indeclinable form of the word. This means that it doesn't change form. This word is very important to learn, as it is used in many situations. Punjabi. This is the object of the sentence, and it means, Punjabi. It is also used as an adjective, meaning, of Punjab. Sikh sakda hai. This is the verb of the sentence, and it means, can learn. The verb is conjugated to the third person singular masculine, and the suffix, hai, da hai slash, hai, is used to indicate, can. The next word is method. English. This method is effective for learning a new language. Punjabi. Ihtari ka navi pasha sikhan lai ka agar hai. Breakdown. Ih. This. Tarika. Method. Navi. New. Pasha. Language. Sikhan. To learn. Lai. For. Karagar. Effective. Hai. Is. Key concepts. The sentence uses the postposition lai, which is similar to the English for karagar, is an adjective meaning effective. The word order in this sentence is subject verb object. English. This method is effective for learning a new language. Punjabi. Ihtari ka navi pasha sikhan lai karagar hai. The next word is analysis. English. The analysis of this poem is very complex. Punjabi. Iska vitadi vishleshan bahut jatil hai. Breakdown. Is. This, demonstrative pronoun. Kavita. Poem, noun. The. Of, possessive marker. Visualization. Analysis, noun. Bahut. Very, adverb. Jatil. Complex, adjective. Hai. Is, auxiliary verb. Key concepts. Possessive marker. The. is used to show possession, meaning, of, or belonging to, noun adjective agreement. The adjective. Jaquil. Agrees with the noun. Visualization. In gender and number. English. The analysis of this poem is very complex. Punjabi. Iska vita di visualization bahut jaquil hai. The next word is election. English. The election was held yesterday. Punjabi. Kal chona hoi aasan. Breakdown. Kal means yesterday. Chona means elections. Hoi is the past participle of the verb to happen, indicating that the elections took place. Sun is the past tense of the verb to be. This sentence follows the standard Punjabi sentence structure of subject-verb-object. The subject is implied in this case, and refers to the elections. The word chona is a feminine noun, which is why the past participle hoiya takes the feminine form. This is an important grammatical concept in Punjabi. This sentence can be helpful in learning about Punjabi tense and gender agreement in Punjabi. The next word is military. English. The military is strong. Punjabi. High, forge, high, takat war, high. Breakdown. High, forge, high is the Punjabi word for military. High, takat war, high means strong. High is the Punjabi word for is. This sentence uses the standard Punjabi sentence structure, subject verb object. The word high, forge, high, military is the subject of the sentence. The word high, takat war, high, strong is the adjective describing the subject. The word high is the verb. This is a very simple sentence that is easy to understand and remember. The next word is only. English. He only eats vegetables. Punjabi. Uh, sirf sabzi hi khada hai. Breakdown. This is the pronoun he in Punjabi. Sirf. This means only in Punjabi. It emphasizes that the action is limited to the specified object. Sabziya. This is the plural form of the word for vegetable in Punjabi. He. This is a particle that reinforces the meaning of only. Khada. This is the present tense form of the verb to eat in Punjabi. It is conjugated in the masculine singular form to agree with the subject, he. Hair. This is the present tense form of the verb, to be, in Punjabi. It is used to indicate that the statement is true in the present moment. Key concepts. Pronouns. Is a pronoun, which replaces a noun. Adverbs. Serif. Modifies the verb, to eat, by specifying the extent of the action. Particle. He. Is a particle used to emphasize the meaning of, only. Verb conjugation. The verb. Kada. Is conjugated in the present tense, masculine singular form to agree with the subject, he. Present tense. The verbs. Kada. And. Hair are both in the present tense, indicating that the actions are happening now. The next word is hotel. English. He stayed at a hotel. Punjabi. Hotel Vichriha. Breakdown. Means he. Hotel means hotel. Vich means in. Riha means stayed. Key concepts. Which is a postposition that means in, at, or on, depending on the context. Reha is the past tense of the verb rahina, which means to stay. English, he stayed at a hotel. Punjabi, uff hotel vich reha. The next word is club. English, she is a member of the chess club. Punjabi, uff shatranj club di member hai. Breakdown. Uff, she, subject pronoun. Karunj, chess, noun. Club, club, noun. The, of the, possessive marker. Member, member, noun. Hair, is, verb. Key concept. The sentence uses the possessive marker. The, to indicate belonging. This is a very common and important grammatical concept to master. English, she is a member of the chess club. Punjabi, uff shatranj club di member hai. The next word is below. English, the bird is below the tree. Punjabi, chidiya darakht ganish hai. Breakdown. Chidiya. This is the Punjabi word for bird. Darakht. This is the Punjabi word for tree. Duh. This is the Punjabi possessive particle, used to show that something belongs to something else. In this case, it shows that the tree is the owner of the location, niche, below. Niche. This is the Punjabi word for below. High. This is the Punjabi present tense verb, to be. Key concepts. Possessive particle. This is a crucial concept in Punjabi grammar. It is used to indicate possession and can be tricky for English speakers to grasp. In this sentence, the particle the is used to show that the location below is associated with the tree. Word order. Punjabi is a subject-object-verb, SOV, language, meaning the subject, bird, comes first, followed by the object, tree, and then the verb, is. This is different from English, which is subject-verb-object, SVO. Translation. The bird is below the tree. The next word is movie. English. We watched a movie last night. Punjabi. Asikal ratnu ik pasiharilam deki. Asikal ratnu ik film dekai. Breakdown. Asi. We, subject pronoun. Kal. Yesterday, adverb of time. Rat. Night, noun. Nu. To, at, in, preposition. Ik. 1. Indefinite article. Film. Movie, noun. Dekai. Watched, past tense verb. Key concepts. Gender. Film. Is a feminine noun, so the verb. Dekai. Is in the feminine form. Word order. The subject. Asi. Comes before the verb. Dekai. In this sentence, which is the typical word order in Punjabi, prepositions. The preposition nu is used to show the time when the action took place, last night. Direct object, the movie, film, is the direct object of the verb. English, we watched a movie last night. Punjabi. Asikal ratnu ik pasiharilam deki. Asikal ratnu ik film dekai. The next word is doctor. English. The doctor examined the patient. Punjabi. doctor name is Dijachkidi. Breakdown. Doctor. Doctor, this is the subject of the sentence. It is in the singular form. Ne. Has, this is a marker for the past tense, and indicates that the action has been completed. It is used with the subject of the sentence. Marise. Patient, this is the object of the sentence. It is in the singular form. The. Of, this is a possessive particle that connects the patient to the next word. Judge. Examination, this is the action being performed by the doctor. Kidi. Did, this is the past tense of the verb, to do. It signifies that the examination was completed. Key concepts. Subject-verb-object structure. This sentence follows the typical subject-verb-object structure common in Punjabi. Possessive particles. The use of the demonstrates the possessive form in Punjabi, indicating ownership or belonging. Past tense. The use of ne and kidi marks the action as completed in the past. English. The doctor examined the patient. Punjabi. Doctor name is Dijachkidi. The next word is discussion. English. We had a discussion about the new syllabus. Punjabi. Asina ve syllabus bare gulabat kidi. Breakdown. Asi. We, subject pronoun, plural. Nave. New, adjective. Syllabus. Syllabus, noun. Bare. About, postposition. Gulabat. Discussion, noun. Kidi. Did, past tense verb. Key concepts. Postposition. Bari. Is a postposition, similar to a preposition in English. It follows the noun it modifies. Syllabus, in this case. Past tense. The verb. Kidi. Is in the past tense, indicating that the discussion happened in the past. English. We had a discussion about the new syllabus. Punjabi. Asina ve syllabus bare gulabat kidi. The next word is sorry. English. I am sorry. Punjabi. Menu maaf kar diyo. Breakdown. Menu. This is the object pronoun for me and is used with the verb. Maaf kar diyo. To show that the speaker is asking for forgiveness. Maaf. This is the verb meaning to forgive. Kar diyo. This is the imperative form of the verb to do, meaning please do. It adds politeness to the request for forgiveness. This sentence is a common way to apologize in Punjabi. It is important to note that the word order is different than in English. In Punjabi, the object pronoun comes before the verb. The next word is challenge. English. He challenged her to a race. Punjabi. Usane usanu dor lai chunoti ditti. Breakdown. Usane. This is the subject pronoun, he, in Punjabi. It is in the nominative case. Usanu. This is the object pronoun, her, in Punjabi. It is in the accusative case. Dor. This is the word for race, in Punjabi. Lai. This is a postposition meaning for. It is used to show the purpose of the race. Chunoti. This is the word for challenge in Punjabi. Ditti. This is the past tense verb gave in Punjabi. It is conjugated in the third person singular. It agrees with the subject, he. Key concepts. Punjabi verbs are often conjugated for person, number, and tense. Punjabi postpositions are used to show relationships between words, like English prepositions. Punjabi is a subject-verb-object, SVO, language, just like English. English. He challenged her to a race. Punjabi. Usne usnu door lai chunauti di di. The next word is nation. English. We are all part of one nation. Punjabi. Asi sare ik rashtar de hisse ha. Breakdown. Asi. We, subject pronoun. Sare. All, adjective. Ik. One, adjective. Rashtar. Nation, noun. De. Of, possessive particle. Hisse. Part, noun. Ha. A, verb. Key concepts. Possessive particle. De. Is used to indicate possession of the nation, subject-verb agreement. The verb. Ha. Is conjugated to agree with the plural subject. Asi. Sentence structure. Subject plus adjective plus noun plus possessive particle plus noun plus verb. English. We are all part of one nation. Punjabi. Asi sare ik rashtar de hisse ha. The next word is nearly. English. He nearly missed the bus. Punjabi. Uh bus to chota geha ya da geha. Breakdown. He, she, it, subject pronoun. Bus. 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 Do. Turn. From. Chota geha. Ch hota geha. Nearly, almost, a little. Yard. Yard. Remember, verb stem. Ah. To come, verb stem. Gia. Gia. Past tense marker for masculine singular subjects. Key concepts. Chota geha. Is a common way to express nearly or almost in Punjabi. It literally translates to small bit. Yada geha. Is a common idiom meaning to be forgotten. This is a past tense verb form, meaning it happened in the past. English. He nearly missed the bus. Punjabi. Uh bus to chota geha yada geha. The next word is look. English. He is looking at the book. Punjabi. Uh kitab wal dekh raha hai. Breakdown. Uh. He, subject pronoun. Kitab. Book, object. Val. Towards, preposition, indicates direction. Dekh. To look, verb stem. Reha. Is, present continuous tense marker, added to verb stem. He. Is, present tense marker. The sentence structure follows the typical subject-verb-object pattern. The present continuous tense is used to emphasize that the action of looking is ongoing. The next word is statement. English. She made a statement about her experience. Punjabi. Usne apne tajrabe bare ek bayan deta. Breakdown. Usne. This is the third person singular feminine pronoun in the past tense, meaning she. Apane. This is the possessive pronoun, meaning her. Tajakabe. This is the noun, meaning experience. Bari. This is the postposition, meaning about. Ik. This is the indefinite article, meaning a. Beyond. This is the noun, meaning statement. Vita. This is the past tense verb, meaning gave. Key concepts. Gender and number. Punjabi nouns and pronouns are marked for gender and number. This sentence uses the feminine singular form of the pronoun. Usane. And the noun. Tajakabe. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions instead of prepositions like English. In this sentence, the postposition. Bari. Is used to indicate the object of the statement. Word order. Punjabi word order is generally subject-object-verb, similar to English. Translation. She made a statement about her experience. The next word is link. English. The book is linked to the article. Punjabi. Kitab ek naal jodi hoi hai. Breakdown. Kitab. Book. Lek. Article. Naal. With, this is a postposition, similar to a preposition, but follows the noun. Jodi. Linked. Hoi. Is. Hai. This is a grammatical particle that indicates the sentence is declarative. This sentence is in the present tense. The word jodi is a feminine past participle, which is used as an adjective to modify kitab. Key concepts. Postpositions, past participles. English translation. The book is linked to the article. The next word is despite. English. Despite the rain, the children went out to play. Punjabi. Barish Honda Bava Jude. Back Kelni Gay. Breakdown. Barish. Rain. Phone. To happen slash occur. The possessive particle of or belonging to. Bava Jude. Despite, in spite of. Back. Children. Kelni. To play. Gay. Went. This sentence uses the postposition. Bava Jude. To express the idea of, despite, or, in spite of. The postposition always follows the noun, or pronoun it modifies, in this case. Barish. Rain. Key concept. The use of the postposition. Bava Jude. Is a common way to express the concept of, despite, in Punjabi. It is important to remember that it always follows the noun it modifies. The next word is introduce. English. Let me introduce you to my friend. Punjabi. Main tu hanu apne dost nal milvona chahunda han. Breakdown. Main. I. Tu hanu. You, plural slash formal. Apne. My, possessive. Dost. Friend. Now. With. Milvona. To introduce, verb. Chahunda. Want, present tense. Han. I, present tense, I am. Key concepts. Formal Punjabi. Tuhanu is the formal form of you in Punjabi, making this sentence more polite and respectful. Possessive markers. Apne. is the Punjabi word for my, showing that the friend belongs to the speaker. Present tense, the Punjabi verb chahanda. Want is in the present tense. Word order. Punjabi word order is different from English. The subject main comes first, followed by the object tuhanu. Then the verb milvana. English. Let me introduce you to my friend. Punjabi. Main tuhanu apne dost nal milvana chahanda han. The next word is advantage. English. He has an advantage over his competitors. Punjabi. Usanu apne mukabale baza utte faida hai. Breakdown. Usanu. Colon, this translates to him or to him. This is the indirect object of the verb. Apne. Colon, this word means his or his own and modifies the noun. Mukabale baza. Mukabale baza. Colon, this is the plural form of mukabale baz. Meaning, competitor or rival. Utte. Colon, this means on or over and indicates the advantages being held over someone. Kanaida. Colon, this is the word for advantage or benefit. It is the direct object of the verb has. He. Colon, this is the present tense verb is. It connects the subject and the direct object. Key concepts. Indirect object. The person receiving the advantage. Usanu. Direct object. The advantage itself. Kanaida. Postposition. Utte. Functions as a postposition, indicating location and direction. English. He has an advantage over his competitors. Punjabi. Usanu apne mukabale baza utte faida hai. The next word is ready. English. The teacher is ready to start the lesson. Punjabi. Adhyapak. Hi. Pad. Hi. Hi. Shuru. Hi. Khan. Hi. Vast. Hi. Tayar. Hi. Hi. Breakdown. Hi. Adhyapak. Hi. Teacher. Masculine. Hi. Pad. Hi. Hi. Lesson, studies, feminine, hi, shuru, hi, start, verb, hi, con, hi, to do, to make, verb, infinitive form, hi, vast, hi, for, in order to, preposition, hi, tayar, hi, ready, adjective, hi, hi, is, verb, present tense. Key concepts. Hi, vast, hi. A very common preposition used to express purpose. Hi, tayar, hi. This adjective can also be used with the verb, hi, hona, hi, to be, to form the phrase, hi, tayar, hona, hi, which means to be ready. Hi, kan, hi. The infinitive form of verbs is frequently used after prepositions like, hi, vast, hi. English. The teacher is ready to start the lesson. Punjabi. Adhyapak. Hi. Pad. Hi. Hi. Shuru. Hi. Khan. Hi. Vast. Hi. Tayar. Hi. Hi. The next word is marry. English. He wants to marry her. Punjabi. Uhu sunu via karana chahuda hai. Breakdown. Oh. He or she, pronounced as O in English. It is a pronoun, used to refer to a person whose gender is clear from the context. It's a very common word, and you'll use it a lot. Usanu. pronounced as asnu in English. This is also a pronoun, indicating the person being married to. It is in the accusative case, which means it is the object of the verb. VR. Marriage, pronounced as via in English. This is a noun, and is a key word to remember for the concept of marriage. Karana. To do, pronounced as kana in English. It is an infinitive verb and, when combined with chahudahe, it means want to. This combination is very important in Punjabi. Chahudahe. He wants to, pronounced as chahundahai in English. This combination is the present tense of the verb to want. The ending he is important, and is how you know it's the present tense. Key concepts. The word order in Punjabi is often different than English. Punjabi has a variety of grammatical cases that indicate the function of a word in a sentence. This is unlike English, but it is important for understanding the grammar. Many verbs in Punjabi are made up of multiple parts. For example, the phrase karana chahudahe is a combination of the verb karana, to do, and the verb chahudahe, he wants. English, he wants to marry her. Punjabi, uhu sunu via karana chahudahe. The next word is strike. English, the workers went on strike. Punjabi. Kami hurdal de chale gaye. Breakdown. Kami. Calm. Workers, plural, this word is the subject of the sentence. Hurdal. Ha a kuri ki panjbi a kuri. Strike, this word is the object of the sentence. It describes the action that the workers took. D. On, this preposition connects the workers to the strike. Chali. Cow. Went, this verb indicates the action of the workers. Gai. B. Gone, this verb completes the action of the workers going on strike. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The subject. Kami. Is plural, so the verb. Chale gaye. Is also plural. Prepositions. De. On, is used to indicate the location of the strike. Direct object. The workers went on strike, making hurdal the direct object. English, the workers went on strike. Punjabi, kami hurdal de chale gaye. The next word is mile. English, he walked a mile. Punjabi, uhne ek meel duriya. Breakdown. Uhane. This is the subject pronoun, he, in the third person singular, but in the past tense. It literally means, he by, where the, by, denotes past tense. Ek. The numeral, one, or, a. Meal. The word, mile. It's also a noun in this case. Duriya. The verb, walked, which is past tense of, to walk. Note, in Punjabi, the verb typically comes at the end of the sentence. The next word is seek. English, he seeks knowledge. Punjabi. Uh gyan di talash karda hai. Breakdown. Uh. He slash she slash it. Gyan. Knowledge. The of possessive marker signifies belonging to knowledge. The lash. Search. Kagada. Does, in this case, seeks. Ha. Is. This signifies present tense. Key concepts. The. This is a very important marker for possession, signifying belonging to the word preceding it. Kagada. This word is used often for verbs, and indicates present tense. Ha. This is a very important marker, indicating the present tense. English. He seeks knowledge. Punjabi. Uh gyan di talash kagada hai. The next word is want. English. I want to eat. Punjabi.
Menu khana chahida hai.
Breakdown.
Menu.
Means, to me, or, I, in this context, subject of the sentence.
Khana.
Means, food, or, to eat. This is the object of the sentence.
Chahida hai.
Means, want, or, need. It is a modal verb, which means it modifies the verb.
Khana.
To show the speaker's desire. A modal verb requires a verb to follow it, in this case.
Khana.
English. I want to eat. Punjabi.
Menu khana chahida hai.
The next word is ability. English. He has the ability to speak Punjabi fluently. Punjabi.
Uhanu Punjabi bolan di samarakta hai.
Breakdown.
Uhanu.
This is a combination of the pronoun.
Uh.
He, and the dative marker.
Nu.
To slash for. It indicates that the following action is directed towards the person referred to as, he not.
Punjabi.
This word means, Punjabi, and refers to the language.
Bolan.
This is the infinitive form of the verb, to speak, and refers to the action.
The.
This is a possessive marker indicating that the following noun, ability, belongs to the action, speaking Punjabi dot.
Samarakta.
This word means, ability, or, capacity.
Ha.
This is the present tense form of the verb, to be, and indicates that the statement is a fact. This sentence demonstrates a typical structure of a Punjabi sentence. Subject, object, verb. The key concept to note is the use of the dative marker.
Nu.
To indicate that the ability to speak Punjabi is directed towards, he not. The next word is unit. English. He is in the engineering unit. Punjabi.
Engineering unit which hai.
Breakdown.
Uh.
This is the third person singular pronoun, meaning, he.
Engineering.
This is the word for, engineering.
Unit.
This is the word for, unit.
Which.
This is a preposition meaning, in.
Ha.
This is the present tense verb, is. It is conjugated to match the singular subject. The sentence follows a standard subject-verb-object structure. The subject, he, is performing the action of being, in, the, engineering unit. The next word is card. English. He gave me a card.
Punjabi. A snee mudge heck card bitter.
Breakdown.
Us.
He, masculine singular.
Knee.
Has, particle marking the subject.
Merge.
To me.
Ek.
One.
Card.
Card.
Bitter.
Gave, masculine past tense. Key concepts. The Punjabi sentence uses the particle.
Knee.
To mark the subject of the verb. This is a common feature of Punjabi grammar. Punjabi verbs change their form based on the gender of the subject and the tense of the verb. In this example, the verb bitter is in the masculine past tense because the subject is us. He. English. He gave me a card. Punjabi. Us ni mujh hek card bitter. The next word is hospital. English. He went to the hospital. Punjabi.
Uh hospital gaya.
Breakdown. He slash she slash it, pronoun.
Hospital.
Hospital. Hospital, noun.
Gaya.
Jaya. Went, verb, past tense. Key concepts. This sentence is in the past tense, indicating that the action of going to the hospital has already occurred. The word order in Punjabi is generally subject-object-verb, SOV, which is different from English, SVO. English. He went to the hospital. Punjabi.
Hospital gaya.
The next word is quickly. English. He quickly ran to the store. Punjabi.
Dukaan te cheti doriya.
Breakdown. He slash she slash it, subject pronoun.
Dukaan.
Store, noun.
Te.
To, preposition.
Cheti.
Quickly, adverb.
Doriya.
Ran, past tense verb. This sentence is in the simple past tense, which is used to describe a completed action in the past. The word
cheti
is an adverb that modifies the verb
doriya.
Remember,
cheti
is a common word for quickly in Punjabi. It's often used in everyday conversation. You can use this sentence as a starting point to create your own sentences with
cheti.
The next word is interview. English. He interviewed the student for the newspaper. Punjabi.
Usne akhbar lai vidyarthi da interview liya.
Breakdown.
Usne.
This is a third-person singular pronoun, meaning he or she in English.
Akhbar.
This is the word for newspaper in Punjabi.
Lai.
This is a preposition meaning for.
Vidyarthi.
This is the word for student in Punjabi.
Da.
This is a possessive particle meaning of or the.
Interview.
This is the word for interview in Punjabi.
Lia.
This is the past tense of the verb to take. Key concepts. This sentence uses a complex structure with the past tense of the verb to take, followed by the object, interview, of the verb, and then the object of the preposition, for, which is, newspaper. English translation. He interviewed the student for the newspaper. Punjabi translation.
Usne akhbar lai vidyarthi da interview liya.
The next word is agreement. English. We agreed to meet tomorrow. Punjabi.
Asi kal milan lai sahimat ho gaye.
Breakdown.
Asi.
We.
Kal.
Tomorrow.
Milan.
To meet.
Lai.
For.
Sahimat.
Agreed.
Ho.
To be.
Gaye.
Past tense marker. Key concepts.
Sahimat
is a key word for agreement. The sentence structure is similar to English. The subject, Ursi, comes first, followed by the verb. Sahimut hogae.
Lai
is a common word used to indicate purpose. It means for in English.
Kal
is a common word for tomorrow and is a useful word to learn. It is very similar to the English word cow.
English,
we agreed to meet tomorrow.
Punjabi.
Asi kal milon lai sahimut ho gaye.